Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Daniel Rasby.
And I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz.
And our company is Higher Ground Financial Group. And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. So go to our website and make an appointment to schedule your free Zoom call, riskfeestaxes.com.
And we get a lot of questions about what the market's going to do, what's going to happen, how to protect yourself. And, you know, the thing is, we can't predict the market. Some people do. They do a great job. Some people make millions and billions of dollars doing that, and they're very rare people.
But you don't really know for sure what the market's going to do.
And maybe they just got lucky, and they get all the accolades because they got lucky, right? So we don't want to really be trusting in luck. So one of the things is we look at history. We look at what's happened in the past, what indicators there are. There's a lot of indicators to help you determine what the market's going to do. One of the indicators that I've been seeing a lot recently, and people have been asking me, is commercial real estate. If you look at commercial real estate, office space, a lot of the office space is empty. I mean, in some cases, over 50% of office space is empty. Why? Because nobody's going back to the offices. In fact, we don't have a commercial office space anymore. We've gotten rid of that during COVID when we realized we could do a lot of remote work.
And we're all virtual now. Our firm is entirely virtual.
So we have office space, but that's, you know, more personally owned. It's not commercial space. And we meet people online, so we don't need all that space. We used to have a bunch of office space with a bunch of different representatives that are helping people. We don't do that anymore. So when the office space is empty, what's happening in the market? You know, when you want to buy an office space, buy a commercial building, where do you go? You go to a regional bank, right? Regional bank knows the area. They're willing to lend locally. So you go to a regional bank. In fact, 47% of regional bank's money is invested in commercial real estate. And that's not so bad because they know what's going on in the region. They know that's growing and things like that until now. Now, commercial real estate is empty. So, Daniel, if I bought a building that was $200 million in 2019, what is it worth now?
Well, if it's commercial office space, it might be worth only $150 million, potentially.
And so if it's worth $150 million and I still owe $180 million, and that five-year balloon payment is due in this year because I got it in 2019, it's usually a five-year balloon payment for commercial real estate, I'm going to think twice about paying $180 million for a building that's only worth $150.
And that's one of the things that's going to be happening now over the next year or two when a lot of these balloons and leases to come due and for renewal, because nobody wants to go back to work in the office buildings. If there are some types of commercial buildings that are still used. Warehouses are being used a lot. You know, in commercial space where for blue collar type jobs is still used because that's still needed. But office things, anything that can be done from a computer from home is going by the wayside. So there is a lot of empty space. Some of them are being converted into apartment buildings because there's a demand for houses. But they can't be converted fast enough for a big crash. So a lot of advisors, a lot of experts are predicting that the commercial real estate crash is potentially going to be worse than 2008. Now, who knows exactly when that's going to happen?
But I think it's going to start happening sometime later this year because of the balloon payments. And again, when you buy commercial real estate, it's usually with a five-year balloon. And what that means is after 5 years of payments, now you got to refinance that major debt for another five-year balloon. And that's the only way you can really pay a reasonable rate for any kind of building. Otherwise, it becomes too expensive. So why would you keep a $180 million loan on a $150 million building? That's what happened in 2008 when all the houses were worth less than what people owed mortgages on, and they walked away from it. So there was a huge amount of glut of housing and foreclosures because the value was less than what people owed. And that's really what's going to happen with commercial real estate, except probably on a larger scale because these are worth millions of dollars as opposed to hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that's going to affect that. And what happens is a lot of hedge funds have a lot of money in regional banks. Why? Because they're profitable. They're making a lot of money until they're not. So what happens is these hedge funds and these, you know, big market movers, shakers, they're going to end up hurting a lot. So be prepared for that. If you're close to retirement, what I mean by that is if you're in the red zone, what is the red zone in retirement?
5 years before or during the first few years of retirement.
Right. So those are the most important years of not losing money. Because if you lose money in the 5 years before retirement, now you might be 10 years away from retirement.
And the reason I say 5 years is because often after a big market crash, it takes about 5 years to recover, assuming you don't spend any money. So if you retire during that time, you got to spend money. And so that'll be that'll take a big chunk out of the savings. It'll make it take longer to recover. You may not ever recover if it is within 5 years of retirement.
Right. So 5 years before and after retirement are key to your success, long-term success in retirement. And that's something, that's what we call the red zone. And those things, the decisions you make during that time can really impact whether you retire comfortably or whether you retire at all.
And so if you're concerned about any of this, then you should go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Go schedule a 15-minute Zoom call for free to talk to you about what is the best way to protect yourself from risk, fees, and taxes. And we've been talking about market risk during this segment, and specifically, if you're within those 5 years, what can you do to protect yourself? And what we would suggest is diversify, right? It sounds like a great word, diversify. But I don't mean what most advisors mean when they talk about diversify. We're not talking about buying different stocks and bonds and mutual funds in different sectors, because what we've seen in recent past is a lot of these sectors have been affected by each other. A lot of them are invested in very similar things. So, but even if they're not, even if they are different sectors, they're still all based on market opinion, based on what anybody else thinks it's worth.
And in a real crash, the whole market suffers, not just one sector.
So in that case, diversify should mean diversify into contractual assets. That means assets that are not based on market opinion, but the value is determined by your contract. So what are some examples of contract-based assets? Well, a bank account is the most easy example. If you have money in the bank, because most people have a bank account.
Or treasuries.
And the bank is not going to just call you tomorrow and say, oh, you know, you had 10,000 there, but now it's only 5,000 because the market crashed. Well, no, you have a contract. This is what you have in the bank.
Right.
And so then you have treasuries. Treasuries are paying a certain interest rate. You get that. And then at the end of the time, you get the exact value. You do have to hold those to maturity. So the one thing to be very careful with about bonds is if you're buying bonds for contractual assets, they need to be individual bonds. They need to actually hold them to maturity, because a bond fund that invests in a lot of different bonds, that value can change pretty rapidly, and you're not necessarily going to always get a interest on that.
Rents, mortgages, all those are contract-based assets.
Or insurance companies. Insurance companies offer contracts, right? Either a life insurance contract, annuity contract, a long-term care contract. But especially with retirement savings, annuity contracts will be an example of a contract-based asset to protect, and they usually provide some kind of guarantee. If it's a fixed annuity, it'll be a guarantee of no loss. And so that's the primary reason that a lot of people are putting money there. And if you are concerned about the market potentially crashing, that is a good place to have money. One of these banks, insurance companies, treasuries, these provide protection and guarantee from loss. And you're not necessarily giving up growth. Okay, so for example, in year 2000, you could have bought a 20-year treasury for 6.86%, but the S&P only did about 4.5% for the first 20 years in 2000 to 2020. And so the treasury, which was the safest possible thing you could buy.
No risk,
that well outperformed the S&P. So just because it has protection or guarantee against loss does not mean you won't earn interest. You know, you may or may not earn interest. You may have to take risk to get a bigger interest, potentially.
Right.
But it's possible that you could do very well. And when you're retired, the focus is not growing the money as much as it is preserving what you have and protecting from loss.
Right.
And that's something that a lot of people have trouble changing their mindset. You've been saving all your life. It's all about grow as much as possible, grow. And we ask clients, why? Why are you taking risk? Oh, because I wanted to grow. Okay, but for what? Well, so someday I'll have enough money to retire. Well, someday's arrived. You're retiring, right?
Yeah.
So if you're waiting for someday to spend the money, you'll never be younger or healthier than you are today. And, you know, nobody is going to have enough money to buy back his past.
Yeah.
And so you want to be able to use that money. If you have to use it, then why are you taking risk with it?
Yeah, the contrary-based assets. I mean, we get a lot of clients that love, everybody loves pensions, right? You got a pension, you got guaranteed, you're going to get that income for the rest of your life. No matter how long you live, it's an awesome thing. But many people don't have pensions. And then Social Security. Well, you know, I worked hard, I put money in Social Security, I'm going to get Social Security for the rest of my life. But you know what both of those things are? They're both annuities. They're both backed by insurance companies. Yes, the government, federal government or the company that has pension, they're still backed by insurance companies. They're going to pay those claims. And so don't be afraid of looking at a private pension, creating your own pension through an annuity. It may make sense. The whole thing is if it's a guaranteed income for the rest of your life, that's a good thing. And you already say that about pension and Social Security. Well, create your own pension, your own Social Security by doing an annuity that might work for you. It's not for everyone, just like Social Security is not for everyone.
If you don't really need an extra income right now, you really, really don't want to spend the money, but you are concerned about market loss, there are options to put it there. And that's not providing a guaranteed pension. It's just providing a guarantee of principal.
Yeah, absolutely. So protecting your principal is the most important thing, really, when you're 5 years before retirement, 5 years into retirement. Because if you lose a lot of money there, then your whole retirement plans have changed. And that's why a lot of people in 2008 could not retire or came back out of retirement. They were already retired for 6 months or a year, and they had to go back to work, find a job. And that was a problem because now they're older, they're hard to get a job, and they couldn't, you know, work where they wanted to or make the money they wanted to because they couldn't afford to live because they lost a lot of money in the market.
And so be aware that we may see a similar crash in the near future because of the commercial real estate crisis and the fact that all these office buildings are empty and they may not be able to be converted to homes fast enough. So right. there's some big problems that may happen in the market. A lot of advisors, experts are also saying the market's overvalued in general. So when that happens, and you know what? Let's say this is all doom and gloom. It doesn't happen this year or next year. Well, it will happen because at some point the market, it always crashes. Every several years that are good, then there's a really bad year. And you need to be insulated from those bad years. If you are close to retirement or already retired, you cannot afford to have a 20 or 30 or 40% loss because you will not be able to recover from that. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. We want to handle those three killers, risk, fees, and taxes. When we get rid of those threats to retirement, everything else gets better. Your income goes up. Most of our clients have quite a bit more income after working with us than they had before. Most clients, we save them hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars in taxes over their lifetime. And most of our clients have significantly less risk after working with us to provide some contract-based assets to add to their diversification.
So the whole idea is to give you more peace of mind, less heart attacks, more rest in retirement. You don't want to be worried about what your money is doing in retirement. You don't want to be worried about running out of money in retirement. Those are things that you really don't need to put on your mind. You want to be able to go to the beach if you want, just relax and not have to check the market, see what it did today, see what happened today, see what fool of a politician said today that changed the market outlook. That's not something you want to do when you're retired and having fun and enjoying your retirement.
We want you to have the confidence that you'll have enough money, you never run out, you leave plenty to your kids, and you pay as little tax as possible. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.